The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I was looking at this ad controversy. First of all, let me say the greatest thing that's ever been created in the history of man is not the wheel. It's not, you know, industry, things like that. It's semi-glutide.
Yeah. That wheel was pretty good, though.
That wheel was good. Fire was good.
Yeah, fire was good.
Yeah, but that semi-glutide, that is a game changer.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of that. I cannot even stress it enough. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is because there's been a bunch of different things that are going on lately of bad advertising, right? So the latest is the Mike Lindell. And I know you like that Mike Lindell. You got his slippers and you got My Pillow.
Yeah, I do. I do. I like his product.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him, but I do like his product.
Well, I think he's a little wackadoodle, to be honest with you. Like,
he is.
Way out there. Yeah. But this latest thing, I don't know if somebody has sabotaged him within his own company or what. But now they're saying that he's doing a Nazi ad because his new MyPillow ad is $14.88. And they're saying that that is a white supremacist. 14 is the number of some kind of white supremacist thing. I don't know what it means. It has 14 words in it or whatever. And 88 is a symbol for Hitler because it's the eighth letter in the alphabet. So HH would be... Now, I wonder, this is just what I wonder.
What would be HH?
Hitler.
Two H's?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's his first name?
Adolf.
Oh, it is Adolf. Why did it say HH?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Oh, Spadell's got it.
Hey, you know Hitler.
Their salute is Heil Hitler.
Oh, H-H. That's it. That's
Heil.
What it was.
Heil.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what it was. I knew it was something. I just read it. Man, my memory is not good because I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. His name starts with A. Like, oh. But I just read it and it made sense when I read it, but it's that thing. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So they're saying it's four. Now, what if it's somebody in his marketing group just like, watch this. He's so dumb. We're going to do this to him. Because I was reading at some of the worst marketing things that's ever happened in the history of man. Did you know at Burger King in Europe, they actually did a commercial and it said, women belong in the kitchen.
Oh.
And what it ended up being, what they were trying to do is say that they have all kinds of new scholarships for the culinary arts for women, but it came off real bad.
Yeah, that reads completely wrong.
I don't understand what they got wrong. Where's the controversy here?
Right? Women belong in the kitchen.
Yeah, what the hell?
They thought they were being funny, but it took a bad turn.
Do you believe in the whole thing with Disney? And how they put subliminal stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. That castle is penises.
Really?
Oh, my God. There's so many penises.
Because that's notorious. Yeah. Disney, supposedly, they're people that do all the developing with the artists and everything. They throw in subliminal messages all the time. Or is it just coincidental?
No, those are penises. Yeah. You got to show them the penis picture.
Yeah, it definitely. It's the castle, right?
Yeah, the castle's. Oh, my God. It's like a bachelorette's paradise.
Yeah.
Penis castle?
Yeah.
Hello, nurse. I don't even know what
that
means.
Do you think this whole MyPillow thing is, there's something
to it?
Well,
it's interesting. I mean, it's weird, right? 14, 8, 8. I mean, who comes up with that price point for a pillow? So
I don't know.
It might be somebody he trusted and they're like, okay, I don't like that guy. I'm going to screw him over.
Or 1488 could have a different meaning, too.
What other meaning?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying that there could be, you know, an explanation down the road. I have no idea.
Well, the other ones that have also failed miserably is they say that Dove, a long time ago, Dove did this whole thing where they were talking about different skin tones, different skin colors. And they started with a black woman. She had like her shirt off. She was using Dove. And then they went to a Hispanic woman and she was using Dove. And then they went to a white woman. And then I guess the controversy was, I guess if you use Dove, a black woman turns into a white woman. So they killed that ad as well because everybody was really upset about that. And then the Pepsi ad with Kendall Jenner, it was during the riots, during Black Lives Matter and all that. And I guess Kendall Jenner handed a police officer who was, you know, who had the road blocked off. She handed him a Pepsi, and then all of a sudden everybody started dancing and having a great time. And then MLK Jr.'s daughter tweeted, "If only my father had known about Pepsi." And so that, of course, was scratched as well, real quick. And then the two others that were just major fails, which is what Carson brought up a long time ago with Red Lobster and the shrimp, Endless Shrimp, where it supposedly buried them.
It did, right? $11 million in 1 week.
The American Airlines Superpass, which was $250,000, and you could fly first class as much as you want. And I guess they didn't expect so many people to cough up $250,000 and how much they would fly, and it almost bankrupt them.
Yeah.
And so they ended that program because people were flying first class everywhere, all over the... Yeah.
Yeah, there are people that get a lot of money to come up with these ideas that turn out to be really dumb sometimes. New Coke's one of the most famous,
yep,
I guess.
Yep, it sure is.
When they just switched over that New Coke and got rid of the Coke Classic, I think it was, that thing just literally blew up in their face overnight.
Did you show them the penis castle?
I got it pulled up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't see it over here.
I can't see it.
Yeah. I can't see it.
Right here. There's a bunch of wieners. You see all the wieners?
No, I can't see it from here, but
here's the zoomed in version.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's in the red.
See them?
Oh.
Yeah, see the circled one? The circled ones are penises.
Now we got something going on. Those are some good artists.
Yeah. The veins really.
Popping.
Yeah, popping. They are popping. Anyway, so that's the biggest controversy that's going on right now. I just saw it. It's like it's a whole thing. So who knows? All right, P. Diddy. It continues. It's oh my God, it's exhausting. But I will tell you the one part that I was kind of like intrigued by. I don't know why. It's when people like this, like Epstein, like whatever the other guy is that looks all that guy Weinstein.
Yeah.
When they fall from grace like that, it's pretty amazing to watch. I don't know why I like it, but I do. Because I feel like they controlled so many people and they were such jerks to so many people and held them by their hoo-haws that when they go down big. And P. Diddy, just so you guys know, he has to wake up at 6 a.m., right? And then he has to make his own bed, which you know he has not done in 100 years. And then he has to mop his own floor, which I'm not even sure if he knows how to use a mop.
It's a small room, though.
Well, that is true. Yeah,
I mean, it's only like,
understood. He has to poop in front of people.
Yeah.
And then he only gets to shower 3 times a day. And so you know that his marble shower with the steam room and all that is not what he's getting now.
No. And I will say, though, I've heard audio from video that he's done worse things already than poop in front of people. If you listen to the audio. So I don't know if it bothers him that much.
What in the hell was that?
Just saying. We've heard the audio.
The other thing is that he gets 1 hour a day outside, but he is under suicide watch, so he is monitored the whole time. He doesn't have any interaction. They're saying about this jail, this horrific jail, that everybody has gastrointestinal problems, that they're understaffed, that there are stabbings every single week. Last week, I guess a guy got stabbed in the eye with a shank. They're saying that it's been written up for every kind of safety code, including food violations. Ugh. So all I can say is,
It's bad. It's bad.
Yep.
I don't know how you couldn't see this coming.
Because they think they're so above the law.
Yeah, that's amazing. They're untouchable, essentially.
I mean, listen to this. Here's a number on Entertainment Tonight. It's an old video that surfaced from 25 years ago, about his parties. Here it is.
Your parties are the hottest ticket around. They won't even give me a permit for the parties, man. They don't want me to throw the parties no more. But we ain't going to stop. We're going to keep on having fun, bringing people together from all walks of life. You're going to hear about my parties. They're going to be shutting them down. They're going to probably be arresting me, doing all types of crazy things just because we want to have a good time, you know.
You know, I get, you know, you think a party and everybody should be allowed to have a party. But you've got drugs. You've got ketamine there. You've got cocaine there. You've got all these drugs. You don't know that you're breaking the law and that you're going to go down one day for this?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, they said because he bought into, like, in New York, like, he was an informant, supposedly. But that's the internet. He was an informant, too. So he had ties to the government. Through the mayor and people like that. So he's like, ah.
Well, it all came crashing down, didn't it?
They can't touch
he's
me.
He's in trouble.
Can't touch this. No, 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 no. Oh, wrong rapper.
Yeah, it's a wrong rapper.
Yeah. I like that rapper. Where did he go? Where is MC? He was doing some like strips, like these, those strips that you put on the wall, doesn't make a mark. Remember those? 3M strips or something?
Was he really?
He was doing an ad for those. Yeah, there was. Somebody said, Jamie, you said that he gets to shower 3 times a day. You meant 3 times a week. I did mean that. I apologize. All right, so the other one is everybody is loving on Snoop Dogg for being on The Voice. I mean, they're saying he brought it. And I didn't know this. I found out something fun. Carson and his little girl, they listen to Snoop Dogg all the time.
Yep. No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Doggyland Volume 1.
Doggyland Volume
yeah.
1?
Yeah. That's his really? That's his kid
Can
album.
Can you find that?
Yeah.
And her favorite song is Five Little Puppies. Instead of 8 Silly Monkeys Jumping on the Bed, it's Five Little Puppies Jumping on the Bed.
Five Little Puppies.
And one rolled off.
And bumped his head.
Yeah. And the other one said?
Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more puppies jumping on the bed.
Exactly.
Bow wow wow, if you be a bow wow, you be oh, you be a.
Nothing against Snoop Dogg, but that's plagiarism.
Woo! Jump on this big bed.
Yeah. Five little puppies jumping on the bed. Yeah. One fell off and
where's Snoop?
His head.
He comes in later, don't worry.
Doctor and the doctor said, no more puppies jumping on the bed.
Yo! Woo!
Yeah. Where you at, Snoop?
Oh my gosh. How long are we asking ghosts? Do we have to go?
Welcome to my nightmare. Over and over again.
Although I do like it better than Coco Melon.
Oh, way yeah. better, yes.
Hello! Hello!
It's JJ!
At least this one's catchy. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up next right here on the program. It's your chance to qualify to go to Vegas. You could be on your way to Vegas to see the New Kids on the Block. We've got your code word coming up next.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
BJ and Jim.
Need a favor.
I was just reading where some places where you get your driver's license at DMV, when you go in to take the driving test, they don't allow Teslas because of the self-driving feature. They can't tell if you're using it or not.
They can't tell?
That's what their story is saying.
Really? They can't see the off button?
There's a girl that went in to get her license, and she was doing the driving test, and the person that was in the seat that was her instructor and grading her on her test said he couldn't tell when she was using the brake or not. I guess he could tell with the steering wheel, but he couldn't tell when she would accelerate or brake, and he failed her and said that they could no longer use vehicles like that.
That sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because trust me, on my Tesla that I was driving, you could tell that I was driving it.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell if you're driving. I guess he just couldn't see the feet to tell when she was braking or not.
Huh.
According to the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says that he couldn't tell, and there are places that are saying now that they will not allow anything with the self-driving feature in order to take the test.
Huh, interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, this technology's gotten out of hand.
I guess so. Yeah.
when we're although outfoxing the instructor.
I do like the summons feature on the Teslas. So yep. What you do, I guess it's getting ready to roll out, like on all of them as an upgrade even, I think. But you call, I've seen it before, but now it's really going to be a thing yep. where you just beep, boop, beep, boop. And then the car is out in the middle of the parking lot and it just comes right up to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
All by itself.
That'd be great if you like park out at the public parking at DIA.
DIA.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it'll drive all the way from there to right at the front
door,
where drop
yeah.
Oh my God. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
How are they going to pay to get out of the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. There's a... Well, no, you don't pay until they pick you up. They'll pick you up. Your car will come like from like the, you know, the...
Parking garage.
Parking yep. garage. Come around and pick you up, and then I guess
you... But it's got to go out the gate.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
It's got to go pay before you can get out of the parking lot.
Well, at least it could come like if you're way out in the back. At least it could come up to like...
They're going to have to change the parking lot for that. They're going to have to redesign for this.
BJ and Jamie. I can't wait to see Eminem rap when he's about 75.
Yeah, that one's going to be a hard one to remember.
Abracadabra, little Houdini. Jamie, you are full of information today. You are turning me on to some of the coolest stuff ever.
Yeah, I know.
Wild.
I know.
All right, what's the clothing place,
okay,
first of all?
So I think it's... Okay, but I'm going to sound stupid if I don't know how to say it. But I know it's spelled A-L-O. Well,
you're new to the party, is all.
I am. Well, I noticed everybody's wearing A-L-O instead of Lulu. It's kind of taking over in the yoga world. And so I don't know if it's Alo or just A-L-O. But it's new, and it's sweeping the nation.
It's the rage.
It is the rage, my friend.
New stores are opening up everywhere. All the cool people are
wearing it. Yeah. So I have my Lulus, right? And I got the little Lulu sign, you know, right here. And I got the little zippy pocket in the back.
Yeah.
And I got that. But now it's on its way out. Now it's all the...
When something like... comes along,
yeah.
Does it make Lulu kind of slide to the side?
Oh, yeah.
There's a new trend going
on? Yeah, it's definitely taken over. Yeah, but I wish I knew how you think you say it.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Allo?
Yeah.
Allo?
And they just opened one up in Park Meadows.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. See what I mean?
Allo?
A.
Yeah.
A-L-O.
Allo.
I know, but you know how all these things are. They're pronounced differently.
I found a new one myself.
What's
over
that?
My side of town.
You did?
It just started, I think.
Yeah?
Called G-A-P. Yeah, G-A-P. New store.
Wait, are those open still?
Got jeans, got shirts.
Are the GAPs still open?
The GAP.
Great deals on socks.
They just opened it.
I mean, because I bought the G... Hey. Are you sure? Because I bought the GAPs when my kid was little.
No, here it's brand new.
Really?
They
had like a little kid store for the GAPs.
They have GAP. And then I discovered this thing called Gas Buddy. Man,
I was just thinking,
all this
though.
This stuff is just brand new.
Because we're doing Bar Bingo in North Glen, right? Yeah. And so we haven't been there. And so people... haven't like got to experience the fashionista that is BJ Harris.
No, they haven't.
And so I was thinking maybe we go like this week, you and I, and we'll get you a grill.
I need a grill.
Like a bingo makeover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
I could use a grill.
Yeah, you get you a grill. Yeah. We'll get you like some gauges in your ears.
Do I get like a manicure, pedicure?
Oh, yeah, we'll get it all.
Because I could wear my flops with no socks. Just go naked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do they do to your eyebrows now? What's the fashion thing or the like the cosmetic thing that they do the eyebrows?
Mm-hmm. You tell us, buddy.
It's called something. I don't know what it's called.
You seem to be hanging out those places. You tell us.
Well, they like to not make them one, like what's going on right now.
That's funny you say that because I saw yesterday on social media, they had taken all these celebrities, and they were celebrities that don't have eyelashes. You know,
eyelashes or eyebrows?
Eyebrows.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
eyebrows.
Because you know who doesn't is oh my God, she
Pam
she,
Anderson.
Pam Anderson
Pam
does
Anderson.
Not have.
All right. So they took these celebrities, and a lot of the celebrities I didn't know. I couldn't tell you who they are.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Did you see him?
Is he one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he was. Yeah,
he
might be right about that.
Yeah.
But they put eyebrows on. And you wouldn't believe how much it changed their appearance.
Because
it was unbelievable.
You follow Elon Musk, right? Because he's the one that posted Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah,
I don't know where I saw this.
Yeah, because he did post it. He goes, wow, what a difference an eyebrow makes.
This one had about four different celebrities. Yeah. And they put eyebrows. And some of them had eyebrows, but they just enhanced them, I guess.
Yeah, so we'll get that all like cleaned up in the middle. We'll get that cleaned up.
I kind of like that. It's kind of like my signature.
What are we going for?
The unibrow. Kind of a signature. You
okay,
know?
Yeah.
Kind of like one of the, what is it, Bert and Ernie? Kind of like one of those.
And then I gave you
one of those dudes.
I gave you all kinds of information about rotisserie chickens.
Yeah, I love rotisserie chickens, folks.
So you guys, when Abracadabra is playing, I just want you to know that I'm talking about new trends, and then I'm also talking about rotisserie chickens, which is kind of a weird thing. Like, I have a cute outfit, but I like a rotisserie chicken with it.
Yep.
So here's what I just read. This is very important. It said when picking out rotisserie chickens, which I know everybody does. All right, number one, if it has all the juice in the bag, do not buy it.
Never looked for that.
It says sometimes it's hidden. But if the reason why I know it's like seems appealing because it's so juicy, it dripped out. But the problem is it's so juicy, it dripped out and now your chicken is dry.
It's dry on the inside.
I just always assume that the reason there's fluid in there or juices in there, and some are different than others, maybe it was the temperature in which they were put in the bag.
Nope, it said all the juices ran out.
Son of a gun.
And then number two is look for taut skin on the body of the chicken.
Yeah.
You don't want the skin that has ripples in it or that is pulled away from the chicken, because that means it's been sitting out too long and it's lost all its moisture.
So skin's got to be tight.
Skin's got to be tight.
Girls, look for that skin. You want it tight.
Is it nap time?
So I'll be looking at you, Barbie, making sure your skin's tight.
Is it nap time for
you? Just like my chickens.
It's nappy time. Yep, it's definitely nappy time.
It's so creepy. It's so
I love rotisserie chicken, man. Rotisserie chicken is the absolute best.
Man, they stand at the King Supers. They stand and wait for it to come out.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, at 10 a.m. or whenever they're
10:30.
ready. 10:30 is at the time. Mm. They sit there and wait, and then they all grab it. Like, and I don't even eat that stuff. And so I'm like maybe I need one.
Yeah. I'm telling you, over in Littleton, man, it's like Taylor Swift tickets going on sale.
Those birds go, man.
At Costco, it's limited one. You can only have one rotisserie chicken per person.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah,
that's
they'll
crazy.
Bust you away.
Yeah, they will.
We love our
Who
chicken.
Who knew?
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Anyway, hi.
All right, we got to go.
Okay.
You're busy today.
We are super duper busy. Got to go get my semi-glutide shot.
Yeah, go get all juiced up, huh?
By the way, can you turn that down a little bit?
Oh, sorry.
But can you can we just talk about how skinny I am right now? Can we just talk about that?
I can't even see you.
I know. I weighed myself this morning. I was just like, damn.
No kidding.
Yeah, I hit another block of 10s. You know what
I
mean?
Wow, really?
Yeah. I got down to another set. Yes. I'm like, shoot.
Are you going to stop anytime soon?
Not until I get to a zero.
Oh. You mean weigh zero?
Until I weigh zero. That's my goal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a lofty goal right there.
I like it, though.
Zero is the goal.
It's good to have goals.
When you shoot, you got to shoot for the best.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then zero is the best when it comes to weight loss. Right. Yeah.
Yep, so that's where I'm
Fidel, going. Make sure MD. That podcast gets up today. We don't need any of these complaints like we've been getting for the past couple of days. Okay?
It'll be up in 10 minutes.
All right.
You really let us down yesterday, buddy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt
really
bad.
Just off partying with llamas.
Yeah.
You've been screaming at us all day long about that podcast.
Yeah.
Make sure it happens today.
It'll be
please.
Up today.
Okay.
All right. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.